Welcome to the Vision Church Podcast. We're so thankful that you're taking some time today to listen. We pray that this week's message challenges you to press in deeper with your pursuit of Christ. Our mission at Vision Church is to go and make disciples. You can help us in this mission by rating this podcast and sharing it with the world via social media. We want to reach the lost by raising up the found. Thank you again for tuning in today and enjoy the message.
If you guys can do me a huge favor and turn around and wave to all the people watching on the live stream. What's up, y'all? We love you. We hope to see you here someday soon. You can give it up for them. You can give it up for our live stream people. Y'all, we have people from all over the world that are tuning in. It's truly, truly incredible. But if you don't know me very well, one thing about me is that I absolutely love music. Like, I used to lead worship back in the day when they used to allow anybody to lead worship. Like, I play a little guitar, not that well, but I love music. It's my favorite thing. Every time I'm working out, when I'm cleaning, I got music on, you know, playing with the dog, I got music on. I always got music bumping in the house. My wife will tell you. She doesn't always like it, but I love music. I love music. And what's really cool is that music is intimate to God. The Bible says in Psalms 105:2, sing to him. Yes, sing praises to him. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. Psalm 150 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. God loves it when we sing to him. He loves it when we praise him. He loves that. What I also thought was cool is that God wants to sing to us. Did you all know that? Check this out. Zephaniah 3:17. It says, the Lord God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. Isn't that beautiful? I just thought that was incredible. And I can't wait to meet him face to face one day and sing to him and have him sing back to me. I think that would be absolutely incredible. But music is intimate to God. But music is also intimate to the devil. And to understand this, we have to unpack why the devil was created and why he exists in the first place. But music is intimate to him. The Bible says that he was an anointed cherub, right? It says that he was actually beautiful, very different from the devil that we see in TV and movies. In fact, he was so influential, so beautiful, so anointed, so special that the Bible says that a third of the angels, a great number of them, fell with him when he was cast out of heaven. This is what Ezekiel says about the time that the devil was created. It says in Ezekiel 28:13, it says, you were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, and diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. He was like bedazzled out, right? Some of y'all got bedazzled like phone cases. He was like that. He was just sparkling all over the place. But then it says this. This is really interesting. It says, the workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day that you were created. In other words, the workmanship of your instruments was prepared for you on the day you were created. Many biblical scholars believe that he had a special place in worship. Right? That because of his anointing, because of his specialty, that he was a worship leader of sorts in heaven. Many people believe that. But the reality is that nobody really understands why music, why sound, why people like it, why it's so important to us, why it makes us move, why it invokes something in us. No one really understands. Even secular people can't really piece it together. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Like you hear a good beat, right? And you just want to kind of like rock to it. You know what I'm talking about? Some of y'all dance off beat, but like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? It makes you move. It just, you can't really explain why, but rhythms consume us. And it influences culture in some way. It's unexplainable. But just like Satan, sometimes the music that we listen to, the things that we subscribe to, the content that we consume every single day is beautiful on the outside, but reduces women to being nothing more than a piece of meat. Causes us to say cuss words, literally curse in our environment, release curses into our environment, speak death over ourselves without even knowing it. It's pretty on the outside, But when you really listen to the lyrics and what it's saying, it's not good at all. It'll influence you to pull away from God. And it's not just on the radio, right? It's on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, if you have one of those things. It's everywhere, constantly influencing you with sound. You notice that the more and more ungodly our music becomes, the more and more ungodly our culture becomes. I was talking with our students last week at youth group, and we were talking about this shoe that this rapper made. This rapper, his name is Lil Nas X, and he makes that, he sang that like Old Town Road song. I don't know if you guys remember that one. But he made the shoe that had like blood in it. It had 666 on it, all this like demonic imagery all over it, right? 20 years ago, that wouldn't have flown. They would have canceled that guy, right? But now he's on the top five of every single music chart, pretty much all over the world. I checked today, Russia, Albania, everywhere. He's top five. Why? Because our culture isn't going towards Christ. It's going away from Jesus, right? And that in our music shows that. The Bible says that the power of life and death lies on your tongue. So it's easy to see why Satan would want us singing songs like that, right? Speaking death into our world. You're doing his work for him, right? And my message to you today is that the church needs to take back her sound. Yes. Yes. Look at your neighbor, tell him, take back your sound. I believe it's time for the devil of the church to take back her sound, because I believe that the devil is fighting a battle and he's using sound and he's using us to be his soldiers. I got a question for you. What is going to be your sound this season? Look at your neighbor, ask him, what's going to be your sound this season? I want to read something to you from Romans 10:14. I'm going to be reading out of the NLT for the rest of this message. Romans 10:14 says this, but how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? See, I believe that God has placed you where you are today in this season to make a sound for Jesus. Amen. I believe that he's placed you in your job to be a voice for Jesus and to talk to people about who he is. I believe that wherever you are today, whether it's in a school or in a workplace or in a particular community, God has you there to make a sound about Jesus Christ and who he is to those people. See, and I can feel some people like already like pulling back, like, oh, one of those sermons, like the uncomfortable ones. Welcome to Vision Church. But like, you're like, oh, MJ, I don't know, like, I just want to be like a nice person. I don't really want to like talk to my neighbors about like Jesus. Like, that's kind of weird. Like, I'm kind of like an introvert. Like, oh. And I see, I understand. I see what you're saying, right? It's uncomfortable, right? And I pray that you receive this next word in love. Because I got to be honest with you, I have about 35 minutes to talk to you about the truth of who God is and to hopefully implore you to be a better servant of Christ. So I can't mince words. I just got to tell you the truth today, church. But some of you guys are like, oh, MJ, like, I'm just kind of like, I'm an introvert, quote unquote, introvert. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. Listen, I'm not asking you to like step on like a stool and like tell everyone to churn and burn. Like, no one's gonna like you. If you did that at your workplace, you're probably gonna get fired. Your neighbors will hate you. You won't get invited to any cookouts. Like, don't do that. That's weird. I'm not asking you to do that. But when someone asks you, they say, MJ, or they say to one of you, they say, you know, why are you so nice? Why are you so kind? Well, how could you navigate that difficult situation the way that you did? You say, it's not me or anything that I did, but it is what Christ did through me. And what you're seeing is a reflection of what Jesus Christ did in my life. When the opportunity comes about, you take it, right? If your quote unquote introvertedness or your fear of talking to people gets in the way of you sharing the good news, it's not a personality trait, it's a toxic trait. In the same way, if you just talk all the time and you never listen to anybody, they're not going to listen to you when you talk about Jesus Christ. It's not a personality trait, it's a toxic trait. But the reality is, if you know Jesus, the devil doesn't want you to make a sound about him at all. The sound that the devil wants you to make is silence. Think about it. Even the devil disguises himself as an angel of light, right? He doesn't want anyone to know that he exists or evil exists. He doesn't want anyone to know that, because if the devil exists, God exists. Church, we gotta take back our sound today. I wanna read something to you from Acts. See, some of you might say, MJ, you know, it's not because of like a personality trait or anything like that that I'm silent right now in this season. But it's because I'm just really depressed right now, and I feel like I just can't talk to people about God. Maybe I'm going through a season of mourning that is lasting much longer than I thought it would. Maybe I'm in a bad financial situation and I'm just stressed out right now, and I feel like I just can't do that till things get better. I feel like this verse right here, if you really press into it, it will change your life. Are you ready, church? Acts 16, 25. It says this. And this is Paul and Silas when they were in jail. That's the context behind here. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Everybody say, listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. Everybody say, fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him and made a noise. He said, stop. Everybody say, stop. Don't kill yourself. We're all here. The jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved? They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household. And they shared the word of the Lord with him and with all who lived in his household. Even at the hour of the night, the jailer cared for them and washed their wounds. Then he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. He brought them into his house and set a meal before them. And he and his entire household rejoiced because they all believed in God. Everybody say, take back your sound. See, if that's you today, and you're in a difficult circumstance, right? What I want you to do and what I need you to do is to make a sound in the midst of that circumstance, because here's why. When you make a sound in a difficult circumstance, your chains will fall off and the chains of those around you as well. When you make a sound in the midst of suicidal thoughts, they stop. When you make a sound in the midst of mourning, God heals a mourning and broken heart. When you make a sound in the midst of your circumstances, things change. Chains are broken and people are set free and doors are open. If you're going through a difficult circumstance this morning, I need you to make a sound. Yeah. Praise can't be silent. It needs to make a sound. And when you make a sound of difficult circumstances, people see who God is. They see that he's a God of healing, and they want that too. And they ask questions. You want to change your community? You want to change your family? You want to bring reconciliation back to your family? You want your marriage to be healed? Sing his praises at the difficult times. And I know we're getting really hype right now. Maybe I'm the only one getting hype. I don't care. I get hype all by myself. But I want to caution you with something. Sound without rhythm is chaos. Let me put it to you another way. If you have a sound, but you don't have the right rhythms behind it, your sound will not be harmonious to the person that is receiving it. I said it this way to our youth last week. I said, sound without rhythm is how screamo music was made. Thank you for laughing. The 830 was like, what? They don't listen to screamo. But sound without rhythm is chaos, right? If you tell people that Jesus loves them, but you're not in the Word, and they ask you a difficult question about the Bible, and you can't answer it because your rhythm doesn't include being in the Bible daily, that conversation is going to be chaotic. had someone ask me one time, they're like, or tell me, they're like, I heard this theory that Jesus was actually like a sinner, right? And so like all of this is just subjective. It's not real truth. It's like good things to live by, but it's not really true, right? And I said to them, I said, no, he who knew no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God. But if you're not in the Bible, if you're not reading it daily, how can you respond in that way? You have to have the right rhythms behind your sound. I want to read you something from Mark 1:35. In this passage, shows us really briefly, really concisely, what a day in the life of Jesus Christ looked like during his ministry. And I believe this is so powerful and worth imitation. But I believe there are three ways to get your rhythms right behind your sound. And it starts with this passage. It's called Jesus Preaches Throughout Galilee. It says, before daybreak in the next morning, Jesus got up and went out into an isolated place to pray. Everybody say isolated place. He went out into an isolated place to pray. That was how he started his day. He talked to God. See, I feel like a lot of us don't take part in these big moves of God, like leading someone to Christ, because our rhythms are out of whack. Look at your neighbor, tell him your rhythms are whack. Don't fight them. This is just for the sermon. But our rhythms are out of whack, right? We wake up every single day and we open up our phones and we go on Instagram and we consume toxic content and then we text toxic people and then that manifests itself in toxic behaviors and then we wonder why we're in this sin cycle and why nothing's changing and why no one around us is knowing the Lord. Like our rhythms are out of whack. But what if we adopted this rhythm today, church? What if you started every single day by seeking the Lord, talking to him? We do it one of three ways, right? We talk to God one of three ways. Just like Jesus did in this example, we pray to him. Second way that we talk to God is through his word. I wonder what would happen if we picked up our phone and we opened up the Bible app instead of the Instagram app. The third way that we talk to God is through worship. I wonder what would happen if we cleansed ourselves, maybe if we fasted on godly music for a week and we just listened to music that honored God and we worshiped him every single day. Wonder what would happen. First step, talk to God every single day. Start your day by seeking the Lord. Here's the second step to a healthy rhythm. Later, Simon and others went out to find him. When they found him, they said, everyone is looking for you. But Jesus replied, I love this. He doesn't even answer their question. Jesus is savage, y'all. I love this. He says, but Jesus replied, we must go on to other towns as well, and I will preach to them too. That is why I came. Everybody say, rewind. See, I gotta pause here for a second, because there's something rich here. See, the people were like, Jesus, where were you? Like, we're worried about you. You're out doing your own thing. Like, where were you? They're like, they're anxious right now, right? They're trying to spread this fear. Like, God, where were you? Like, it doesn't, but Jesus is like, it doesn't matter where I was. It doesn't matter what I was doing. I got work to do. Somebody say, I got work to do. He acknowledges that he's here for a very short period of time. He's here for a short season and he has work to do. And he does it unto the glory of God. Step two, and all that you do, do it unto the glory of God. So here's that practically. Like if you are a salesperson today, you should try to be the best salesperson at your job. Why? Because you're doing it unto the glory of God. But also because when you're the best, people look at you and they say, wow, why are you the best? They start to ask questions. If you're a teacher, you should be the best, most patient teacher. Why? Because when you're the best, when you're the most patient, people will ask you, how are you that way? And you can tell them, it's not because of me, but because of what Christ did through me and because of who he is. And what you're seeing is just a reflection of Jesus Christ in my life. If it's Christian, it should be better. I said, if it's Christian, it should be better. should strive to be the best. Do everything that you do unto the glory of God. But Jesus replied, we must go on to other towns as well, and I will preach to them too. That is why I came. That is my purpose. I'm here for a short time, and I have a job to do. So he traveled throughout the region of Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and casting out demons. Preaching in the synagogues and casting out demons. Preaching what? Preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. Preaching the gospel. That's what he was talking about. Step three is that every single day you should strive to tell somebody about Jesus. That should be your rhythm. And in fact, we did this with our youth, and something crazy happened. Something incredible happened. We called it the hashtag Godly Rhythm Challenge, right? And what we did is I challenged the kids to only listen to Christian music for a week. Only read the Bible for a week. Seek God first for an entire week. That's it. And so we did it. And the kids started to post stuff that they saw, like songs that were ministering to them, verses that were ministering to them. They posted it on Instagram and we reposted it. And the reach was wild. I mean, thousands upon thousands of students saw it. But what was crazy is I got a couple text messages, a lot of text messages from kids that had not been to church in a very long time saying, I heard what you were posting. I saw what you posted. That song ministered to me too. It reached me. And I don't know what's going on at Vision Church, but I want to be there where that sound is. I want to experience a new sound and I want to come to church. It was incredible. And that, y'all, that wasn't even on day seven. That was like on day three. What would happen if we adopted this? Y'all, do y'all want to do it? Y'all want to do the Godly Rhythm Challenge? Y'all want to fast with me? Here's what I'm going to challenge you to do. For 7 days, from now until next Sunday, I want to challenge you to not listen to any music that does not honor God, just Christian music. Every day that you wake up, I want you to pray to God, seek Him first, and be in the Word. And then I want you to strive to tell somebody about Jesus every single day for the next 7 days. I promise you, it will change this church. It'll change this community. What will happen if we start our day with the right rhythms? Because when you got a sound with the right rhythms behind it, you're unstoppable. When you got a sound with reading your Bible every single day, you're unstoppable. You're absolutely unstoppable. I saw this really cool video of this tool called a tuning fork. And you hit it and it makes a sound. It's like, ooh. You know, that's not gonna sound good on the live stream, sorry. Turn your volume down for this one. But they hit it and it makes a sound. And sure enough, another tuning fork on the other side of the table would start making a sound as well. It would spread. See, because when you have a sound, and the right rhythms behind that sound, it spreads. And I believe that if you adopted this, if we tried this for a week, the gospel of Jesus Christ would spread. So let's do it. Why not? Why not us? Why not now? Hashtag Godly Rhythm Challenge. I need somebody to say, I got a sound. For some people in this room today, I can feel it. You're like, MJ, I can't make a sound about someone that I don't know. Someone's gonna get saved today. Oh my gosh. You say, I can't make a sound about someone that I don't know. I wanna read you something that's gonna encourage you today. This is from 1 Corinthians 15:51. This is Paul speaking. It says, but let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. It says, we will not all die, but we will all be transformed. Everybody say transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, everybody say trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever. And we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, the scripture will be fulfilled. This is my favorite part. I'm about to break a chain right here. Death is swallowed up in victory. If you know what, say, oh, death. Where is your victory? Oh, death. Where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, for he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. So my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless.
Hey, if you enjoyed today's podcast, click that subscribe button, share this podcast on social, or even take a screenshot from your story and tag us. We'd love to hear how the Lord is using this podcast to bless your life. You can send an email to info@visionchurch.com, or you can DM us on social with a story of how God is moving in your world. Also, we'd like to thank those who invest in our ministry financially. It's because of your sacrifice that we are able to publish this every week. If you would like to join in giving to our ministry, you can click the link in the description or visit visionchurch.com and click the Give tab. Thanks again for listening. God bless.